are hoping that this truce will hold and that this will open additional doors, and not only to WHO, but to other humanitarian partners as well, to be able to deliver more aid to all those areas that have not received any assistance for months now. And we really hope that the access will be more regular now than it was before, so we can visit those and other places as well where people really need the assistance, not only from WHO again, but from all humanitarian agencies who are working here in Syria.
So as far as you know, have any UN convoys left today for besieged or hard-to-reach areas as a result of what is now the third day of this truce?
Well, I know that there are convoys being planned for the coming days. We need to get security guarantees from all sides involved in those particular locations. We are ready as partners.
So at the moment, you have everything ready and on standby. You've done everything that you can to get these convoys ready, and it's really just a question of waiting now for the Syrian government to give their permission?
Exactly. We are, as we have been in the past, so things, if you wish, have not changed in the past couple of days. We have been delivering aid in convoys in the past month and a half. Security guarantees are needed from all sides that are involved in that particular locality.
Have you been given any assurances by the government or opposition forces that you will be able to move soon with the convoys?
Well, we hope very much. We have received one of our particular WHO requests that have been approved to go to rural Damascus. We hope that will take, but also interagency convoys, we hope that to be able to move. But again, as I said, we have been able to deliver aid after months to places like Madaya, like Mwadamia, and we had even follow-up visits last week to Mwadamia. We hope to go again this week.
I suppose one thing is for sure, and that is that the need is still very great, and these areas need supplies desperately.
The conflict in Syria is approaching its fifth anniversary. We know that almost 60% of public hospitals are not functioning or only partially functioning. There is a problem of access both for healthcare workers and for patients in many areas where fighting is ongoing. Supplies are not regular. There are shortages of medicines. So all these factors really make that the whole of the population is vulnerable, that unity is weakening. It is really in our duty to try really to do our best to try to help the situation.